On average, only 2 of every 10 new drugs approved by the FDA will ever earn revenues that exceed average research and development costs, revenues that are needed to support the cost of many drug candidates that don't make it, and to fund future R&D projects. Generics, on the other hand, have very low research costs because they are approved by the FDA based on the research done by the company that developed the original brand drug. That's one reason generics can be offered at low cost. Generic companies don't have to do the extensive research that leads to medical advances. Once a generic becomes available, it can quickly replace use of the brand drug. Usually, the generic copy is overwhelmingly prescribed and dramatically reduces the brand's sales. Generic drugs are the final phase of a long life cycle that starts with extensive research to develop a new brand medicine. Without innovative brand drugs, we wouldn't have the generic copies that follow, which are used at low costs by patients for decades to come. The prescription drug life cycle offers patients affordable access to medicines and continued research by innovative biopharmaceutical companies on new medicines in disease areas like Alzheimer's, cancer, multiple sclerosis, depression, and diabetes.